it's hard enough for seasoned teachers to transition from in-person classes to online learning. But what about teachers who are just starting out? FM89's Laura Satsui asked, what's it like for them?
Oscar Andrade left his classroom at Centennial Elementary School in March and was allowed back in early August to get ready for the year. He gave me a tour of it through our Zoom call.
So I'm currently at my desk. This is just a wall where I place different anchor charts. So if they need...
The second year educator moves the laptop around, showing me his library and writing wall, things third graders would probably love to see in person. But for the start of school, they'll see these walls and the library as I'm seeing them, through a screen. Andrade says he didn't take online classes in college. It wasn't something he was interested in. So the irony that he has to teach online isn't lost on him, and he's ready to have a lot of patience with the squirreliest of students.
Although it is going to be completely online and I'm not going to have my students in front of me, I am still excited. I'm looking forward to it. At the same time, however, I'm hate not knowing what the future holds, and I hate not knowing what it's going to be like.
Andrade couldn't put into words what exactly might go wrong, but said he's trying to focus on what he can control. And he did participate in the district's new teacher conference 2 weeks ago. Tracy Taylor, the director of teacher development at Fresno Unified, says it focused on distance learning.
There was a lot of application for them to get practice in what it is that they're going to be doing virtually with their kids. And that's really what we want to do. So not only do we want to give them the resources, but we want to model what that looks like. And every session that we went into, you could feel the excitement still. You could see people's faces of nodding heads and being engaged.
Taylor says she hopes the new teachers have a leg up, since many of them are younger and are used to relying on computers. But teaching through distance learning is still challenging. Jennifer Folsom, a researcher with the educational research group WestEd, has spent years taking online courses to figure out what does and doesn't work.
Some of the instruction that I've been doing in the distance space is truly engaging and inspiring. And that is not something I would have told you was possible in February. So it is possible, but it takes personal experience as a learner to get there.
On the flip side, Folsom adds, districts have to keep minimizing roadblocks. In spring, that meant getting devices and Wi-Fi to families.
And this fall, minimizing roadblocks is thinking carefully about scheduling, about how many hours you have kids in front of a screen watching a Zoom call.
The Fresno Unified schedule includes live instruction and independent learning. The district has also distributed 3,000 hotspots and set up a helpline for families if technology issues come up. That would have been helpful when in-person classes ceased in March, says second grade teacher Lakeisha Miranda.
I know some had tech issues, some didn't have tech. I had a couple who had Fresno Unified tablets, but one had a cracked screen, one didn't have a charger.
Last year was Miranda's first full year at Fresno Unified, and she says most of her second graders didn't stay connected as the spring semester ended, but she's hopeful many of the tech problems have been ironed out.
So I have my whiteboard behind me, and then...
She shows me the corner of her home where she'll teach her upcoming classes. Like Andrade's classroom, she has posters up with sayings and class rules like do your best and show respect to others.
So I'm hoping starting online now, with the expectations being given that this is running like school, you're expected to be there, there's going to be attendance, and you're expected to work, that will shift the mindset.
She's been having this talk with her own two teenagers.
So you're going to have to get up like regular, be at school by 9 o'clock, and you're on your tablet or on your computer working just like if you were going to school.
Both Miranda and third grade teacher Oscar Andrade say they'd love to be in the classroom with kids, but they also want to stay safe. They have family members who are high risk and would also hate risking their students' health. So for now, they'll teach from a distance, at home and in their classrooms. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Satsui.
Are you a Fresno Unified parent getting your student ready for school? Or have your kids already started distance learning in another district? We want to hear how it's going. Please leave us a voice memo in our app. It's called KVPR.